energy, non-commercial, community-powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino-American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
Gundanga Bisinyong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a review of the recently completed 20th annual Phil Minnesota Basketball Invitational that took place this past weekend. We'll also have some community announcements, along with some news from our news desk. But if you missed last week's show, you can still find on the KFI website and via the KFI app the interview that we had with the FMA Basketball Invitational Chairperson Budava, along with FMA Board Member Eileen Love, as we discussed that event that took place just a couple hours ago this past weekend at the brand new facility of Legacy Hoops Academy in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. The tournament was able to have 7 teams in the 6 feet and under division, along with 7 teams in the masters division. As in previous past year, the open division did not happen because there wasn't as many teams to participate in, which also caused the Lechon brand of teams to have 2 teams in the 6 feet and under division. They had set up a team for the open division, but unfortunately there was no competition this year for them to play, so they had 2 teams in that division. From what I heard from many of the people in attendance, they were raving about the brand new facility where the tournament has taken place today. It was much more spacious for fans, and you got to see a lot more vendors than you had seen in the previous past. As always in the basketball tournament, you see a lot of fans just cheering on their family and friends. And also you can see the competitive fire in these games as well. In the 6 feet and under division in the championship game, it pitted the defending champions, Lechon, versus North Dakota. A very spirited game. If you were able to attend the game last year, it got very spirited, as a little bit of trash talking, a little bit of shoving took place in that game. And lo and behold, in the championship game, Lechon didn't take too lightly to their brand new player, Ethan, who wound up being named the MVP for the 6 feet and under division, as he got followed hard from one of the North Dakota players. Some words ensued. Unfortunately for North Dakota, one of their players got injured in a non-contact play where he was going to the bathroom, from what I've been told. So we wish and pray that he gets better and heals up in a speedy manner. But as was last year, Lichon was able to become a back-to-back champion in the 6 feet and under division. Well, we move over to the 40-plus division, a.k.a. the Masters. You had the three-time defending champs, Furious Lichon, versus the Imperial Knights. Many of those players on the Imperial Knights had been on the double Lichon guard that had won the first initial 40 and over championships, and many of their players have played on championship winning teams in the open division, from the Imperial Guards to Double J to the Avengers. But unfortunately for the Imperial Knights, they were a little bit shorthanded. They only had 5 players and totally gutted it out to make it to the finals, as they took on the 3-time defending champion, Furious Lichon, which once again was led by Jamel Harris, who was named as the MVP for that division. Jamel being modest when I tried asking him before a tournament if he would be averaging 20-plus points or not, definitely gave the correct answer of saying it's, as a player, it's all about playing for the team and team ball. But definitely the offense definitely runs through Jamel for the Furious Lichon. So congratulations to both those Lichon squads, Furious Lichon in the 40-plus and Lichon in the 6 feet and under divisions, as they took the FMA Basketball Invitational titles this year. I know one of the things, hopefully moving forward, is an increase in the amount of teams, and hopefully the Film Minnesota Association gets the confirmation sooner than later from the Legacy Hoops Academy in regards to having that venue secured for next year's event. As we spoke of, there will be some community announcements that we will be talking about here on the Filipino American National News. The first of which is from August 7th through the 9th, and is the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans annual family campout. This will be taking place at the Baker Park Reserve in Maple Plain, Minnesota. And it is at the Marsh View Group Camp. So for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Mary Jane at 763-742-5507. Once again, we have another event hosted by the Cultural Society of the Filipino Americans, and this is on Sunday, August 23rd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and this is their annual CFFA Philippine Teen Camp. And this will be taking place at the CSFA warehouse at 12100 12th Avenue South, Suite B in Burnsville. It's an event where these teens can learn about Filipino games, cultural identity activities, leadership development, team building activities, and of course, eating Filipino food. And then our final event that we have here from the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans is that they'll be having their annual election, and that'll be taking place on Friday, September 11th at 6:30 p.m. That too is also at the CSFA warehouse in Burnsville, Minnesota. And if you're seeking more information in regards to that event, you can contact info at csfamn.org. But for right now, we're going to play our first song of the evening, and it is from a former guest of the Philippine American National News. It is a former contestant of American Idol. It's a person by the name of Camille Velasco, but she now goes by the stage name of Ellie Mack, and this is her take. And she got a tremendous blessing from the original songwriter, Diane Warren. This is her take on I'll Never Get Over You Getting Over Me.
I hear you're taking the town again, having a good time with all your good time friends. I don't think that you think of me. You're on your own now, and I'm alone and free.
Ellie Mack with I'll Never Get Over You Getting Over Me. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul, online at KFA.org and searching the Filipino American National News, and heard also via the Google app. And I'm sorry, you could also be heard via the KFEI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store by downloading the KFEI app. And these shows are archived for 2 weeks. But for right now, we're going to head over to the Gulf today. In a small room in a museum downtown, a medium-sized leather suitcase sits on the floor. It's empty now, but nearly 50 years ago, As it crossed the Pacific Ocean from the Philippines to Chicago, it held textbooks, clothes, a prayer book, and hopes for the future as a nurse in Illinois. Whenever I look at that, it comes back to me very clearly. What happened to me when I left the Philippines and came over here, said Brenda Vins, who is the owner of the suitcase and a retired nurse who now lives in LaGrange. It's just that everything was in there for me, the reason I came. The suitcase is one of a dozen items on display at the International Museum of Surgical Science in the Gold Coast neighborhood as part of the exhibit called Unheard Voices of Care, Filipino Nurses in America. Filipino nurses have long had a sizable presence in America's healthcare, but the reason behind that and their experiences have not often been discussed. The exhibit, which runs till August the 2nd, aims to tell the story, including their contributions in the Chicago area. We want to tell the narrative of what could be considered the story of a Filipino nurse, said Angel Asaded, a freelance writer who co-coordinated the exhibit after writing a book about his mother and her two sisters who came from the Philippines to work as nurses in the U.S. Even some Filipino nurses might not think about what brought them here and why so many in their families are nurses. The exhibit grew partly out of that book thanks to the backing and coordination of the Filipino American Historical Society of Chicago. Our mission has always been to show the history and culture of Filipinos in the Chicago area, said Ruben Salazar, president of the society. The story of the nurses is a big part of the history of the Filipinos in Chicago. Filipino immigrant nurses make up an estimated 4% of all nurses in the U.S., according to an American Immigration Council analysis of data from 2024 American Community Survey. More nurses come from the Philippines to the U.S. than from any other country, according to analysis. More than four times as many nurses as the next leading nation. Many other nurses of Filipino descent are second and third generation Americans who follow in their mothers' and grandmothers' footsteps. What happened is the U.S.-born young Filipino Americans realize their community that nursing is a profession that offers socioeconomic mobility, that offers steady work and income, said Catherine Senzia Choi, a professor of ethics studies at the University of California, Berkeley. Choi herself grew up on the Lower East Side of Manhattan in New York, surrounded by family members and neighbors who were nurses. She saw that they were respected as professionals and immigrants. Though Choi didn't become a nurse, she decided to study the history of Filipino nurses in the U.S., writing her dissertation on the topic and later a book about it titled Empire of Care. In her research, Choi found the reason behind the migration of Filipino nurses to the U.S. could be traced all the way back to the early as 1898, when the U.S. won the Spanish-American War. Shortly after the war, Spain seceded the Philippines to the U.S. and became an American colony. At the time, the U.S. had a policy of benevolent assimilation, Choi said, meaning it sought to impose English language and American values in the Philippines. That includes setting up an American-style education system and eventually nursing schools, as that was seen at that time as one of the few acceptable professions for women. A small number of nurses then began coming to the U.S. in the early 1900s through a Beneficiado program that allowed them to advance their education in the U.S. and then return to the Philippines. More Filipino nurses arrived in the late 1950s and early 1960s through a Cold War era exchange program in which people could come to the U.S. on visa for 2 years and then return to their home countries. The intended program was to spread positive feelings about the U.S. throughout the world, but it ended up having a dual purpose. Many Filipino nurses ended up serving in inner cities, including Chicago, and rural areas where it could otherwise be difficult to find nurses, Choi said. The grateful influx of Filipino nurses, however, began more than 50 years ago with the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965, the law ended previous quotas that had heavily restricted the immigration from Asian and African countries. It also gave preferences to immigrants who had needed skills, such as nurses. The Philippines came to nominate that particular stream, in a large part because of the foundation already of Americanized nursing education in the Philippines, Choi said. They were trained under Americans. They were proficient in English, and at the time, Philippine nurses could earn more than seven times as much money working in the U.S. as they could in the Philippines, Choi said. Also, a number of Philippine nurses had already worked in the U.S. for 2 years and then returned home under the exchange program, making them especially desirable to U.S. hospitals. For right now, we're going to play the latest song from an artist known as Gabe Bundok, and the name of this song is Loop. Bundok with his song Loop. And we do have some additional time to head back to the news decks. And this story comes from the virginiasports.com. Virginia women's lacrosse alumna Abby Manalang will be competing at the 2026 Nissan Foods World Lacrosse Women's Championship, being held July 24th through August 2nd in Tokyo, Japan. Abby, a midfielder, will be competing with Team Philippines. She represented the Philippines at this year's Heritage Cup and has since earned her place on the national team for the 2026 World Championships. I play for the Philippines national team to represent and honor my family. It has been incredible to play on a team with so much shared experience and background. I'm so grateful and proud to play for this team. The World Lacrosse Women's Championship features 16 elite national teams competing for the world title in full field discipline. The Philippines will compete in Pool D against Japan and Israel and Czechia. Pool play runs through July 28th. Playoffs and placement games run July 29th through August 1st. Competing in the bronze and gold medal games on August the 2nd. And that came from VirginiaSports.com. This comes from Pulso via Instagram. The Philippine Women's National Lacrosse Team is officially the 2026 Asia Pacific Women's Lacrosse Champion, winning the title in their very first appearance at the tournament. The squad completed an undefeated run, marking a major milestone for the Philippines lacrosse and adding another international champion to the country's growing list of sporting achievements. Their victory is a testament to the talent and determination and potential of Filipino athletes, even in sports that often receive little mainstream attention. It's another reminder that the Philippines has no shortage of world-class athletes. We just need to keep looking beyond the usual sports as more women's teams continue to make history on the international stage. Their success shows why they deserve greater recognition, investment, and support. And speaking of gratefulness, our final song of the evening is from an artist known as Passions. It's a song that features production by Nico Demas, and the name of this song is Grateful. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Time that I've complained, I'd be rich, no living on the Fritz, blue Bugatti on the fast lane. You know, if I had a dollar for every excuse I've ever made, no need for first class, I just buy me a jet plane. I spend most of my time wishing I had another life, missed out on all of the things in front of me.
Have you ever stopped to feel the sunshine on your face and close your eyes and say thank you? I'm grateful for this life, no matter what tomorrow brings. My heart and soul will say that the day I'm grateful. So grateful for this life.
Validation, don't let them justify your worth, sweet child. The fact you're living, breathing love is affirmation, but you gotta recognize this first. Oh, you gotta know, I spend most of my time wishing I had some other life. We're right there in front of me.
Have you ever stopped to feel the sunshine on your face and close your eyes and say thank you? I'm grateful for this life,
no matter what tomorrow brings.
My heart and soul,
with everything I got,
I'm grateful.
So grateful.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. The community's true voice.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts. With your host, Jerry Stearns.